This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey boo, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing amazing today and your week is off to the best start. I will normally call people boo, like out in the streets, outside, in real life, even if I don't know you, I will call you boo. And I know we're getting into a time where you can't really call people names other than what they were born with. And it is something that I am trying to be mindful of. But y'all, I was in yoga and I walked in the other day and I said, hey, boo, to the yoga instructor. Did not mean to call her that, but my intentions were well. And y'all, later on after class, she was like, good work today, boo. Speaking of yoga, quick life update for me. We are now 4 weeks into the 75-day Slay Challenge, and I've been doing hot yoga and hot yoga sculpt as a form of moving my body every day. Y'all, I don't know if you've ever taken a hot yoga anything, a hot workout class ever, but if you haven't, let me tell you, you might get the best workout of your entire life, but it is what I imagine the pits of hell to feel like. The room is heated and sometimes they have these humidifiers on, so it's super humid in there. And as soon as you walk in, before you even move your body, you're already sweating. Now, I don't naturally cuss, you know? It's just not something I do normally, but baby, in hot yoga, in my head, I am cussing like somebody stole my dream and they stole my man. But we're moving through this challenge, boo, and I was telling the girls in the group chat that I have literally never spent more time in my bathroom than I have now since I'm drinking so much water. And it's hard, but it feels good. Someone in the chat gave some really, really good advice, and they said, try not to think about all the days you have left of the 75-day Slay Challenge and just look at it like, wow. You know, I've been doing all these really good things for myself, for my mind, for my body for the last 28 days, which I thought was a really good perspective to have. Also, if you hear some cracking or like popping noises in the background, it is a very, very windy day here in Chicago. That is the building moving. So no matter where I go to record, you can hear it. So apologies in advance if you hear this like light popping in the background. I'm going to try to edit it out as much as I can, but that is the building moving because it's very windy out. Okay, boo. So part of the 75-day Slay Challenge is to eat healthy and clean foods and to cut out junk food as much as you possibly can, right? Now, the other day I was in bed watching TV, I was trying to read, and I wanted some crab legs so bad, y'all, slathered in butter and garlic, and I wanted some shrimp with the head cut off, and I wanted to wash it all down with a nice fat margarita and maybe something sweet after, because one thing about me, I don't care how much I ate at dinner, I need something sweet afterwards, giving very much big back behavior. So I'm craving this big bag of seafood goodness and trying to figure out all the ways to make a seafood boil healthy. And I have this book by David Goggins, and I'm flipping through a bunch of the chapters, still thinking about butter and Cajun sauce, trying to figure out how to make it work. And I get to this part in the book where he says, all of us want to be better in life and at life, But it starts with pride. It starts with having some pride in yourself, not the bad pride, not the self-absorbed, look at me pride, but the being proud of yourself kind of pride. The strong sense of self-worth and I'm worthy and deserving of the things God has given me kind. And he said, getting better at the things you want to achieve, how you move about life, is being willing to pay attention to the details of your life and wanting to be the standard. I'm intrigued. So I read down a bit further, and in short, he says, most people are not going to live up to the standards they should be living up to because they have not set standards to live up to for themselves. Girl, I didn't even want them crab legs anymore. But all jokes aside, what a masterclass for those of us who are actively working towards something, right? Those of us on the path of breaking generational curses, those of us healing from trauma, achieving things we never thought we'd achieve, weight loss journeys, raising kids, the whole nine. Reading that taught me that we don't have to be perfect, but we should all be setting some sort of standard for our lives. Standards for how we live, standards for how we treat ourselves, standards for our home, standards for our relationships, how we engage online, how we present ourselves, and then learning how to meet those standards. The literal definition of standards is an established normal or requirement for a repeatable task, but I think of standards as non-negotiables. Rules that you set for yourself so that if all else fails, those are the rules you choose to follow. That no matter what happens today at work, at home, within your personal relationships, those non-negotiables were met. So I'll just use myself as an example. There are some areas of my life where I have really good standards, and some areas need a lot of work. Like wanting an entire seafood boil in the middle of a wellness challenge. But some of my standards are praying before I get out of bed in the morning and praying before I go to sleep. Prayer is the start of everything for me. And so just starting my day before I even open my eyes, saying a quick prayer, thanking God for allowing me to see another day, asking that He go before me, go before my loved ones, asking for protection and guidance and grace. But most of all, just giving thanks. Thank you for this day. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for my portion. Thank you for what you're about to do in my life. That really sets the tone for my day. And since it's a non-negotiable for me, even praying on the days when I feel really down and I don't really want to pray at all, just saying, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say right now, but here I am, you know, that is the standard for me. Another weird non-negotiable for me is that I have to make my bed in the morning. I don't care if I am on my last breath, boo. I will use it to make my bed. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but even if I'm not having company and no one is coming over, my bed is made every single morning before I eat breakfast, before I have coffee, before anything. And boo, I will take the sheets off like all the way and remake the entire bed. I don't do none of that, like fix the sheet, smooth it over so it looks right. No. And that's because I need order in my life, right? Things have to look organized for me to feel organized. But again, that is a non-negotiable that I have always had. We often think standards are just how we want guys to treat us in a relationship, but really, boo, you have set standards and these non-negotiables in your life, and you may not even realize it. Good standards and the not so good. Which is why I loved reading that part in the book, because it made me start paying attention to the details of my life. Maybe your non-negotiable is you must do your affirmations every day. Maybe your non-negotiable is you must go to the gym every day, or you must get outside for some sort of workout or walk or what have you. Or maybe it's deeper than that. Maybe your non-negotiable is you must finish whatever you start that day. Maybe it's everything you do must be done with gratitude. I don't know, boo. I can't make them up for you. But the bars in our lives cannot be raised if there is no bar for us to meet, boo. We cannot raise the bar and break the bar if we don't even know what the bar is. Start paying attention to the details of your life and thinking about where you want to improve and set a standard. It's asking yourself every day, what am I willing to settle for today? And what am I not willing to settle for? Within your career, your income, business, family, creative process, whatever. Setting a standard sets the bar, boo. Setting a bar is saying, no, I will not accept anything under this bar. I will not accept anything less than what I deserve. I will not accept being lazy today. I will not accept this kind of behavior. I will not accept this salary. I will not accept this kind of treatment. That is how you change your life. That is how you change your surroundings. That is how you go from this season to the next. When you set a bar in your life, boo, it is up to you to rise up and meet it. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. When you are actively setting standards in your life, you will realize that some of the standards that you already have for your life were set by other people. Some of the rules that you may live by were put in place by someone else because of how they treated you, how someone treated you as a kid, how someone treated you when you fell in love, how someone treated you at church, how someone treated you at work. We all, myself included, have rules that we are living by because of how someone else treated us, and they could be good and bad. I really like that phrase, pay attention to the details of your life, because when you really sit back and start thinking, you'd be like, dang, do I do this one thing because I actively choose to do it? Or is it because somebody told me to years ago? Do I act this way because this is who I am? Or is this who someone else told me to be? You feel me? All of us are struggling with something right now, right? All of us want something right now. All of us are working towards something. And I'm sharing this with you today, not to make you go book an appointment with your therapist, but if you had to rate every area of your life on a scale of 1 to 10, and the areas that are below 5 need a little work, maybe instead of another year passing by and nothing changing at all, you look at that area and you say, okay, I may need to change my standards here. I may need to set some rules here. I may need to set a bar and say no to everything that is under this bar that I have set. Maybe I need to stop settling in this area and really push or work or maybe wait for what I want. Now, remember, I said an area of your life, boo, not your entire life. Don't go overhauling your entire world just to set a standard. No, one standard, one non-negotiable in an area that you want to change will end up changing all the other areas of your life, because standards are choices that become habits, and habits become outcomes. And maybe we haven't been getting the outcomes that we want because the habits that we have don't match. It's in the details, boo. Pay attention to the details of your life, the areas that you struggle in, the areas that you want to see growth, and start setting the bar that you will rise up to meet. And it don't take brain surgery, boo. It could be something super small. And when you figure out what that is, you just keep shooting for it until it becomes second nature. And you don't have to shoot for perfect. Shoot for progress. That is having some self-worth, boo. That is building confidence in yourself. That is believing in your ability to succeed, your ability to grow, your ability to elevate. You set the standards, sis, because you are the standard. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network, with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.